Zondervan presents I Stand at the Door and Knock by Corey Ten Boom, read by Susie Sondogger.
Pretend for a moment that you are sitting beside your radio in your quaint home in the Netherlands in 1966. It has now been more than 2 decades since the German occupation of your homeland in World War II. Yet the scars of those dark days are still evident all around you. Many mothers and fathers lost their sons in battle. Many Jews, grandparents, parents, and even children who played a prominent part in the life of the country were literally exterminated en masse during the Holocaust occurring under Adolf Hitler's reign. And many Jewish sympathizers, those who believed in standing against wrong, no matter what the cost, were interred in concentration camps and lost their lives as they stood and chose to suffer alongside their Jewish friends and neighbors. Such was the plight of the Ten Boom family of Haarlem, the Netherlands. A devoutly Christian family, they harbored, fed, and cared for Jews in their home who would otherwise have been destined for the concentration camps. Their story is chronicled in one of the best-selling Christian books of our time, The Hiding Place, referring to the secret place where the Ten Booms hid Jews, a story that went on to become a major motion picture. On February 28, 1944, the lives of the Ten Boom family changed forever. On that day, Corey, her watchmaker father, her older sister Betsy, and 35 other people were arrested for not disclosing the whereabouts of 6 Jews hidden in a secret room attached to her bedroom. Corey's father died within 10 days of his arrest, while Corey and Betsy were imprisoned and subjected to the atrocities of the Ravensbrück concentration camp in Germany. Corey survived the